that long?
Let's see now. Have you heard people talk about fat pine or fat lighted?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, would those be the little, could those be little splinters that you...
Well, of course, depends on what size you have. It could be a small size, it could be splinters, and they take the ice and shove it up. That's what you call splinters.
Uh-huh.
That could be wood that long, and maybe bigger on your hand with your brain.
Uh-huh.
That larger piece. But splinters, you can't shove it, they be small.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a little room that people hang overcoats and things like that up in? It has a rod and coat hangers, and people hang clothes up in these?
Well...
Well, let me ask it to you.
What do you call it, bathroom?
No. This is I'll ask it to you a different way. What do you call a great big piece of furniture that people can hang clothes up in?
I do just like that, and I wonder what...
Like a shift robe or a wardrobe?
I guess so.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if this thing is built into the wall, you know, if it's a little room instead of a piece of furniture that sits out, what would you call it?
A shelf, I reckon.
Okay. Well, would you ever use the word closet or clothes press?
No.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house? You know, the boards on the sides that are like this?
Well, would it stop cracks in it?
No, I mean, I think these are made so that they'll keep the weather out. And they're just long boards on the sides, on the outside. And they just kind of overlap like this.
Yes. I don't know whether I got a name for that or not.
Well, now, some people call these things clapboards, and some call them siding, and some call them weatherboarding.
I believe that's what we call weatherboarding, I believe.
Okay. What do you call the covered place at the front or the side of a house where people might sit? Like right now, they're sitting out on the...
Front porch, I call it.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
It could be.
I couldn't remember right now.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where people put cows before they milk them?
Crib?
No, this is... Well, I don't know. Maybe it is called a crib. This is when... You drive them up from the pasture?
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
You better wake it up and be up before you come back.
Wall or fence?
Mm-hmm. Although really, I don't guess people use them in this part of the country, do they? They make...
And maybe I ain't never seen nothing like that. You know, I've been country raised all my days, and
yeah, I guess that's right.
Now?
He said there's not much rock around here to make them out of.
No.
What do you call something that you can carry water or milk in?
A jug?
Well, now, what's something that's open at the top and it's made out of wood?